When I use the gloves in practice, I always want the owner to know that it is not because their pet is bad. In fact, like we discussed, we may be working with an animal that is just fearful. I may need to examine an area that might be painful. I think that what the owners love about the gloves is that they are made specifically for their pets. So these gloves are not bulky. And I don't have to use excessive force when I'm handling to do proper restraint techniques, things like that. Do you agree that there is a need for personal protection in our practice? And I guess we touched on that a little bit, that you do feel it is. Is
Yeah,
there anything?
we're going to make safety fun like Bob the
Right,
Builder.
exactly. Yeah, so is there anything that you wanted to include about the importance of personal protection, or have any additional thoughts on that?
I really think we need to be very, very transparent, and we need to be very honest with not only ourselves but to the public
Sure.
that our job is a highly risky one. And it's
Absolutely.
not about this being, an animal who's been trained badly or trained to be mean. And yes, and the majority of our patients are coming in some kind of stress that has nothing really, that is not because of coming into the vet clinic. They're already
Right.
stressed because they were having vomiting and diarrhea for 2 to 3 days. That's
Exactly.
physical stress, or they have arthritis, or maybe the dog doesn't like the car ride for whatever reasons, and the
Sure.
car ride set them up. So we've got them coming in our door already at a level that has them heightened. Now, we can take a lot of action, a lot of things to make it better, and we must. We
Right.
must. I'm going to just say it that way. We must for that reason alone. But I cannot bring it to zero. I don't
Sure,
think it's
sure.
possible to have every animal free of fear coming into practice because so
Right.
many are coming in aged or sick, et cetera. And there may be factors that I can't have control over. Now, I'll take control of what I can. So I acknowledge, and I would tell people that, God gave them teeth and they're not just for eating. And
Right.
that's the truth. And a lot of
It is
clients
the
don't
truth.
realize that. And
Right.
we need to realize that too. And I now have to do something, no matter how pleasant I try to make it. Your dog's been thrown up or your cat's been thrown up for 2 to 3 days. I need to feel his abdomen to see whether or not there's an object in there. Is there a tumor in there? And it's going to be a bit uncomfortable.
Sure.
I don't care. I could give him an injection of buprenorphine that could help, but it's
Right.
not going to take away the pain, right?
Exactly. Right.
At that moment when I'm feeling on this abdomen, he may possibly flip to bite me, which is what he should do. That
Right.
is a normal behavioral response. So recognizing, acknowledging all this, we're going to slip a little muzzle on his face with the baby food in it, or I'm going to be wearing the gloves for in that moment. If he might turn on me, my
Right.
hand is protected and I can still feel through these. Or I put a towel over his head and I make it
Sure.
nicer. So I think it's a lot of this acceptance, acknowledgement, not just from ourselves, but to point to the client. Because in the state of Illinois, our workman's compensation rate is as high as an iron worker who works on skyscrapers.
Yeah, I
It
believe
is.
it. Right.
I did that bite near bite job stress survey in vet med, and there are some nasty injuries that happen to us, and it's not because it's our fault. Well,
Right.
veterinarians or techs who walk in the room and have a dog attacking them.
Yes, yeah.
And so that is a part of our world. So
Right.
just like for our carpenters that learned how to work on a table saw with a saw blade and now may be fired if they do not put their, safety goggles
Yeah,
on and
they're exactly.
protection. In our profession, I do strongly feel that we need to make these safety tools fun and positive. In our puppy class, we're putting muzzles on the puppy with food on it so they
Sure.
can learn to accept a muzzle. It's not about being
Exactly.
bad, it's about being safe. And I
I
think the same
agree.
would be good with the cats. Like, I would have these gloves out just because there may be pain on him. Or what if I'm in chemotherapy for breast cancer?
Right.
And I could be working in my job, but I cannot sustain, I cannot take a bite, even the smallest one, for risk of infection.
Exactly. I agree. Right. And I think, like you said, I think when pet owners have the ability to wear the gloves, they can, even give their dog, insulin injections or whatever they need to do and feel more at ease doing that, especially if they're immunocompromised. I think that's such a good point that you made.
And
Yeah.
many clients also in that same category. So I think being very open and being frank and straightforward and
Right.
from a client, well, yeah, I'm a diabetic and I'm on blood thinner. And this
Sure.
is, hey, listen, I think you ought to buy these pair of gloves because just when you're even trying to do your kitty's nails or whatever, you could
Yeah.
end up in ICU from a scratch. So let's not go there. make this fun for you, and I suggest you buy a pair, and I can help you get a pair through my distributor or whatever.
Sure, exactly. Those are excellent points. So, Dr. Foote, thank you so much for your time and all of your contributions to veterinary medicine. It has been such a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.